Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I would be very interested if I were the Chicago Bears. I have felt for 2 weeks now, I actually prefer Mike McCarthy in Chicago over Ben Johnson. That doesn't mean anything negative about Ben Johnson. Number one, Mike McCarthy is a great leader. I think we can establish, or that's been established. Number two, he's been there and done that. Number three, he's got a track record of developing quarterbacks in structure. He did it with Aaron Rodgers many years ago. I think he elevated Dak Prescott's game to a level that he consistently played at a top 10 quarterback performance-wise. And Caleb Williams, if you're going to ask me the one thing that he's got to really take that jump on, it's playing in the structure of an offense. Now, I do think there needs to be a really good offensive coordinator that's with him, scheme-wise, but I've liked him in Chicago for about 2 weeks now.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. That's Dan Orlovsky. It's hard to take a guy whose opinion you've kind of trod upon and then now he's right.
Use it as the basis for your argument.
We're all right. We're all wrong.
Yeah, we're going to be right and wrong. Everyone's got an
opinion on this. I don't like him very much. I don't know why.
I don't have...
I think I know why.
Tell me why.
He's one of these guys that when he's on TV, he always is kind of moving. Like, okay, get yourself moving. Act like you know. And he will literally be on television running into the back of the end zone.
Okay, that's an unusual reason for not liking a guy. But I do think it's funny that you always will look at him and see he's the Lions quarterback that stepped out of the end zone.
I can't help it.
I just think he can be a little bit saying things for the sake of saying things.
Right.
And we all fall in that trap a little bit.
Trying to make a splash.
But yeah, I do agree with him on this as far as the Mike McCarthy question is concerned. The structure of his offense would benefit Caleb Williams. And if your criteria for hiring the next Bears head coach, if your number one box that you want to check is get the most out of Caleb Williams, the Mike McCarthy argument would be easy to make. It would be easy to make if you are sitting in that room, whoever's in that committee.
You know, here's the thing. Whether it's Mike McCarthy, whether it's Mike Vrabel, whether it's Pete Carroll, there would be an adult in the room all of a sudden.
Yeah, and I think that's important. Yes, I do see what you're saying, because – right
football
now,
wise,
what we both have problems with right now, when you're looking at the Bears coaching search and how long it has become and the job fair that it is, we question the football judgment of the lead football man. And I think it's fair. When you're Ryan Poles and you are 15-36, I think the longer this goes on and the longer the list becomes, the more it makes you wonder about Ryan Poles, and I think the more it kind of weakens him. Not everybody agrees. We know that. But he needs to hire somebody who is considered to be, I think, a football guy.
Yeah.
A real strong football voice. I think what I'm trying to say is experience.
Yeah,
He needs some experience in the building.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think we've talked about that before, and I think it's a good point. Brett is listening on the Odyssey app. Hey, Brett.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning? This subject was right on with what you guys just said. What I heard is when Ryan Poles was hired, he only had three candidates to decide through. And I believe, I was told, and what I've learned is that Dan Quinn was the guy he wanted to go for, but the committee kind of vetoed it and went with Eberflus. So do you guys feel like if he wanted Dan Quinn, it would have been a totally different regime? And do you think that now, knowing that information...
Where did you get that? I haven't heard that.
I didn't know that, Brett. Yeah, I think it's a fair question, but the Dan Quinn miss was a miss in retrospect.
Yes.
I did not know, and I can't really confirm, that Ryan Poles wanted Dan Quinn over Matt Eberflus.
Yeah, I thought Matt Eberflus shared an agent.
Yeah.
With didn't we have a gotcha moment where you asked that question?
Well, it wasn't meant to be a gotcha moment, but it was a moment.
Funny. Yeah.
No, I don't think that Matt.
I don't Eberflus, know that that's accurate, mate. I don't know where you got that. But,
yeah.
I mean, everybody now everybody's like, I wanted Dan Quinn.
Yeah, he was great. He's great. Whose voice is that? I don't know.
But
Dan Quinn is a head football coach that brings everything when you're talking about charisma.
He's doing well.
And he hired the right offensive coordinator, and they got things going in Washington.
Let's try Aaron. Aaron is in Markham.
Good morning, gentlemen. I don't know why people are even talking about Mike McCarthy as a good coach and Mike McCarthy developed Aaron Rodgers. Stop it. Stop it right now. Mike McCarthy is the guy when you need third, it's 3rd and 5. He's going to throw the ball behind the line of scrimmage and it's going to come up short. Mike McCarthy is the guy who was beating the Bears real bad and decided to do a fake return and they fumbled the ball, which put us back in the game. That's Mike McCarthy. What developed Aaron Rodgers was Green Bay had enough fortitude to draft him while they still had a quarterback that could play.
They didn't draft Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. Well, they drafted him the year they still had Favre and they let him sit behind Favre for how many? 2 years? 3 years? And he was rotting on the vine. I don't know. Listen. I mean, yeah, okay.
There's going to be a lot of Packers angst that comes out, and Bears.
They didn't draft him to start.
Would be reluctant to embrace a guy that was on the other side of the rivalry, perhaps. But and I get that, but I don't know that. I don't know that. I'm just a little surprised the Bears with George McCaskey involved. Does that surprise you at all that he would be open to hiring an ex-Packer coach, somebody who won a Super Bowl in Green Bay?
He's removed from the Packers. But let's be honest about it. You know, what the hell's wrong with hiring a Packers coach? Think about, you know, Mike Holmgren was there. And think about all the coaches that were on his staff who became head coaches.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it's Mooch
or John Gruden
or Dick Geron. Geron is an ex-Packers coach.
I have no problem with it, but I don't carry around urinal cakes with Packers logos on them either.
Well, that's true.
Okay?
That's true.
So here's a texter that...
He doesn't carry cakes. He carries the guard.
Okay.
Yeah.
That bird, the guard. That's right.
Yeah. Just for clarity's
sake. For the sake of accuracy.
Allegedly.
All right. So 414 text in. I want to hear what your address, how you would address this. All these arguments people are making for McCarthy are precisely what we all said in support of hiring John Fox.
A lot of similarities there. Only Foxy is a defensive guy, and he was a head coach, not a play caller at the time he was hired. You know, Mike McCarthy is his own play caller. He is still putting plays together. He's a working football coach as well as a head coach, right? Mm-hmm. I'm just being honest about it. There is a difference. And you know, what you're looking for if you're a Bears fan is ways to develop the quarterback and get him better. And I think Foxy's problem, like Dave has talked about, you know, you get a guy in here as your offensive coordinator. It was a guy who was up for the job in Adam Gase, and he ends up leaving and taking a job with the Jets, if you recall. And I believe Jay Cutler, of all people, bought him a suit when he went to interview for the job. Jay had his tailor come in and got the guy a suit. So, you know, it's interesting that you had the same issue, right? The coordinator turned head coach. Didn't work.
847. Isn't there a McCarthy Way street in Green Bay named after him? I think there is, actually. And then he ends the text with
Holmgren Way.
Gross.
McCarthy
won a Super Bowl. Yeah, but he's got a street named after him.
I think it's a way. I think it's Holmgren Way.
And McCarthy Street?
I don't know.
McCarthy Lane?
McCarthy Avenue?
Find out.
Yeah, we got to look that one up.
Yeah.
Maybe they name them all ways.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Let's try Phil. He's in Lombard. Hey, Phil.
I just wanted to mention, I think the most accomplished, respected, and experienced guy out there is Pete Carroll. He is one at every level. And let's face it, we're talking about a culture change. We're talking about going from losing to winning. Pete Carroll will come in here, and he will do it quickly. And I also feel that he, over the years, if you look at his teams, he's always been able to coach according to his talent. Some years he's had very strong defensive teams. Some years he's had dynamic offensive teams, good special teams. The guy knows how to win. I don't think he would be a threat to Ryan Poles either. I think if Ryan would just probably listen to him, he could learn a lot from Pete Carroll as well. I think he would attract very good coordinators because these guys know, let's face it, he's probably, we're talking about a 3 to probably maximum 5 years that he would be in the game. I think he would be the best choice for the Bears. He's won at every level. And like I said, he would come in here and he would change it, and he would change it fast.
Phil, I can't disagree with you at all. I think Pete Carroll would be a guy that would stabilize things and energize everybody, and he might be here 3 years, and 3 good years would be better than what you've experienced. I just don't know that they feel the same way.
Pete's 73.
Yeah.
So you would think it's a 3-year plan.
Yeah.
Mike McCarthy is 61. So you would think he could probably get
more long range
5-year plan.
Yeah. And if you're talking about Caleb Williams and his career, maybe you feel better about Mike McCarthy's longevity potentially.
Yeah.
But I think the only downside with Pete Carroll is the age factor, if they want to include that as a criteria. Mully, here's to follow up on the loop. In 2014 in Green Bay, Pott Avenue was renamed Mike McCarthy Way.
Ah, McCarthy Way. Okay.
Yep.
I apologize.
There is a Holmgren Way.
I know there's a Holmgren Way.
And there's a Lombardi Avenue.
I knew that too.
Okay. We've driven on all of them.
Yeah.
Yes. So.
Is there a Sherman Street?
No, I don't think so.
He didn't do it.
All roads lead to the playoffs.
Okay, that's good. McCarthy Way. All right.
McCarthy Way.
But it's just, now it's like an alley. What? By the way, I believe Holmgren Way, he coached, if I'm not mistaken, in Seattle, right?
He did.
You're allowed to leave and you still get a street. Let's try Stanford. Stanford's on the road. Hey, Stanford.
McCarthy won one Super Bowl with prime Aaron Rodgers. Why do you think that is?
Why?
Because he doesn't know when to go for it on fourth and one. NFC Championship game against Seattle. They have it fourth and one on the goal line. Doesn't go for it. Takes a field goal. He does it again.
Stanford, though, wouldn't you take one Super Bowl?
Yeah.
He wins one Super Bowl.
You know what? You know who else has won one Super Bowl?
Mike Ditka.
The Bears.
The Bears. Stanford, I understand what you're saying.
I don't want some clown to come in here and win one Super Bowl.
One Super Bowl when we can win three.
We need multiple championships.
Multiple championships. Oh, my God. Nothing bothers me more.
Nothing's more annoying. Yeah.
I don't even know at this stage if you need to talk in terms.
He won't go on fourth and one.
Super Bowls. Can you have a winning record in the division? Can you take the North and never give it back? Can you just get to the playoffs? Have a low bar here to clear. Just clear it.
Oh my!
Stop interviewing novices. Stop running an executive and training program at Hallis Hall. Hire an adult. Put them into the room and let them win.
Let's try Doug. He's in Oak Lawn. Hey, Doug.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good.
Well, this sounds kind of crazy, but, you know, why didn't they just develop Mitchell Trubisky? We wouldn't be in this situation. He won a lot of games for the Bears.
Why didn't they just draft Pat Mahomes? And then you wouldn't have to. Yeah.
Did you see Mitch get in there the other day to close up for the Bills? He took a knee a couple times. He's got the playoff beard going. He's made a lot of money as an NFL quarterback. Yeah, no, he was the wrong guy at the Bears, though.
Yeah, that's fairly obvious. Dorian's in Crown Point. Hey, Dorian.
Good morning. Gentlemen, first off, Mitch was not a bad quarterback. He's just in a bad organization.
Okay.
If you remember, Jim McMahon, years ago, said that the Bears would never be good again because they didn't have any talent upstairs, up at the top. They would dismantle the team, and that's exactly what they've done. They dismantled the team. They don't have good evaluators of talent. They get one player. They don't evaluate him. We could have had Mahomes, but they don't know how to get anybody to put around any good player.
Okay, I won't argue with you, but you said that Mitch is a good player. He was just on the wrong team. What if you drafted Mahomes? Would he still be a good player, or would he still be on the wrong team?
If we'd had Mahomes with no front line, he'd have been running around just like everybody else with a chicken head, you know, running around with a chicken cut off. As bad as everybody wants to make Mitch Trubisky, he does have the best quarterback touchdown record in a single game.
Okay. Yeah, thanks, Dorian. Appreciate the phone call.
Did he say that Mahomes would be running around with a chicken head?
No, he did not. He meant he'd be running around. Well, you know what the rest is. I think the arguments about, you know, Mitch Trubisky or whatever, you want your quarterback to max out potential-wise, talent-wise.
Right.
That is why Mike McCarthy, to many people, would make the most sense because he has a proven track record with getting the most out of his quarterback. Caleb Williams would be his version of Aaron Rodgers and Dak Prescott. And that should excite some people if he were to be the head coach, because he has proven that he can get the most out of a quarterback.
Let's try Mike. Mike's in Park Ridge. Hey, Mike.
What's up? Hey, guys. First of all, thanks for the show. Love you guys.
Bless you.
Second, you know, I got to say, I have suspected at various times that the Bears leak information to you guys at the Score and that you guys carry their water for them. And the reason I say that is this. All last offseason, all I kept hearing from the Score was how much better Matt Eberflus was. You know, a few years back when John Fox was being hired, all I heard about was how he was the right kind of coach. And now I'm hearing everybody talking about Mike McCarthy, who would be a disaster of a hire. And my suspicion is that the Bears already know that they're hiring him, and the Bears are leaking the information to you guys. Mike McCarthy won one Super Bowl 15 years ago with the best quarterback that I've ever seen.
Mike, you're being slowly surrounded. Don't panic, but you are being slowly surrounded.
Okay, well, why all last offseason was I hearing what a great coach Matt Eberflus was turning into when all I had seen in 2 years of him coaching this team was him being not up to the job? I wouldn't have fired him at the end of 2023. I would have fired him at the end of 2022.
Okay, thanks for the phone call. I think
we both wanted Jim Harbaugh.
After 2022, you couldn't do it. He was part of a orchestrated season of losing.
Yeah.
After 2023, we both agreed that, at least on this show, that Jim Harbaugh made the most sense, and if they wanted to move on from Matt Eberflus, that made a lot of sense.
Matt Eberflus kept his job because he was the defensive coordinator, and we've said that 1,000 times.
And I did think that he's
a pretty good defensive
coordinator. He is, and that's why he saved his job at the end of the 2023 season. Going into 2024, there were reasons for optimism based on the roster. Right. And I think the things you saw in preseason were positive indicators. And let's face it, we all get a little bit carried away with optimism in the preseason. You're going to be wrong. And the projections that the Bears were a playoff team were wildly wrong and inaccurate. So that happens.
Yeah. And the Bears haven't even talked to McCarthy yet. I don't think they're going to hire him.
There's a report that he will be talking to them tomorrow.
Oh, good.
Virtually.
Well, that's how they do it.
That's how they do it these days.
Yeah.
So, well, when you're interviewing 20 people, I guess it'd be too much to fly in 20 people.
Mike is in Wrigleyville. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. Happy Tuesday. Yeah, I called yesterday on Brady, but now I'm on with Mike McCarthy. He'd be the best hire. Here's the reason. He knows that division. He knows the Bear-Packer rivalry well. And the other thing, nobody's brought this up, he knows how to coach outside. Ben Johnson plays half of his games inside. Throwing the ball, me and my brother were just talking before I called you guys, throwing the ball in Soldier Field is a lot tougher and has to be more skilled. I think McCarthy's a slam dunk. Hire him tomorrow if he goes for the interview or next week.
Thank you, Mike.
Appreciate the phone call.
That's a good point.
It's interesting. That's respect for Mike McCarthy's time in Green Bay, what he's able to accomplish, and focusing on the quarterback. If Ben Johnson is available, I still think that he'd probably be at the top of their list. This is again, I said it last week, and I agree with it. I don't know that Mike McCarthy would be my plan A.
But I don't know, I do think
that he would be somebody you could live with.
If you wound up with him, I think you could live with it, right?
I agree.
I wonder what Bobby Belt thinks. He's doing radio down in Dallas. He's going to come on next and tell us what the problems were or why Mike McCarthy is out with the Dallas Cowboys, and is Deion going in, and why isn't Deion virtually at Hallis Hall today?
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.